From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A somber day for one West Virginia community today. A memorial service is scheduled this afternoon in Beckley for the 29 miners killed in an explosion at the Upper Branch Mine almost 3 weeks ago. NPR's Don Gagne says President Obama and Vice President Biden will attend the ceremony.
Prior to the public service, the president will spend a half hour meeting privately with family members of those who died in what is the worst mining accident in the U.S. in four decades. Then, during the public memorial, he'll deliver the formal eulogy. The White House says he'll talk of the miners' way of life, the hard work, the hardship, saying, quote, "These miners lived as they died in pursuit of the American dream." Earlier this month, the president said the tragedy was triggered by a failure, first and foremost, of management, but also a failure of oversight and of laws so riddled with loopholes that they allow unsafe conditions to continue. Today, the White House says Mr. Obama will say the task now is to do what must be done to assure safe conditions underground. Don Gagne, NPR News, Beckley, West Virginia.
Many Mississippians are spending this day assessing damage from yesterday's enormous tornado. It plowed through several communities, taking direct aim at Yazoo County yesterday. At least 10 people are dead, but rescuers fear the death toll will rise as they search through the debris. Governor Haley Barbour, who is from Yazoo City, says at least 100 homes were damaged. Standing in a parking lot of flattened structures, Barbour told NBC there's a lot more damage people have yet to uncover.
There were some cars blown off the roads and down into ravines. I don't think any of those have not yet been found, but we're not taking anything for granted.
There are also reports of tornadoes and damage in Louisiana, Alabama, and Arkansas. Tens of thousands of protesters in Okinawa are calling on the U.S. to move an airbase there. The BBC's Roland Burke reports the demonstrators, wearing yellow as a symbol of the protests, included representatives from all the major political parties in Japan.
The demonstrators filled an athletics ground on Japan's southern island of Okinawa. They were calling for the U.S. Marines' Futenma Air Base to be moved off the island. The row over the base has been souring the alliance between Japan and the United States, which has been critical to the balance of power in Asia for half a century. Under a 2006 pact between the two countries, it was to be relocated from a crowded city centre to Okinawa's coast. But people on the island have long been resentful that they host the bulk of US forces in Japan, a legacy of defeat in World War II.
The BBC's Roland Burke reporting from Tokyo. Demonstrations are also heating up in the capital of Thailand, where anti-government activists are demanding the prime minister dissolve parliament. The unrest in recent weeks has killed dozens of people. This is NPR. Researchers have discovered several genes that influence whether people will take up smoking and how hard it is to quit. NPR's Richard Knox reports their report is in the journal Nature Genetics.
There's much that scientists don't understand about nicotine addiction, why some people get hooked and others are social smokers, why some people can quit cold turkey while others just can't give it up. Several research teams combed through the DNA of 74,000 people looking for links between specific genes and the people's smoking histories. Helena Ferberg of the University of North Carolina says the teams independently found several genes related to smoking and the ability to quit.
It makes the idea that smoking is not just a matter of willpower more plausible, that in fact genetic variants are partly involved in influencing smoking behavior.
The discovery doesn't provide a genetic test to predict that behavior, but Ferberg says it might lead to better drugs to help people quit. Richard Knox, NPR News.
The U.S. Senate is scheduled to hold a test vote tomorrow on a bill to revamp the financial regulatory system in the country. Ahead of that, Republicans are slamming that measure as a means of allowing more taxpayer bailouts. But Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell tells Fox News Sunday that there is a good chance the GOP and Democrats will reach a consensus. President Obama has spent the past week talking up the need for more strict oversight of banking practices. Critics of Arizona's new immigration law are expected to hold a protest at the state capitol in Phoenix today. Now, under that law, police officers who suspect a person is in the country illegally are required to ask about their immigration status. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.